Turn with me, amen, to the book of Revelation. Revelation, amen, chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. When you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. Amen. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation this morning, just to get some clarity on a few words. And so our young people, we do have a lot of young people here today, so I just want to make sure everybody clearly understands word for word what we're talking about. Revelation, amen, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Bible says, write this letter to the angel of the church in Ephesus. This is the message from the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven gold lampstands. I know all the things you do. I have seen your hard work and your patient endurance. I know you don't tolerate evil people. You have examined the claims of those who say they are apostles but are not. You have discovered they are liars. You have patiently suffered for me without quitting. Verse 4 says, but I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Look how far you have fallen. Turn back to me and do the works you did at first. If you don't repent, I will come and remove your lampstand. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. You may be seated at this time. Amen. Go ahead and let them in. Amen. Amen. Man, I'm going to read that one more time. And I'm going to read that one more time. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Ephesus. This is the message from the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven gold lampstands. I know all the things you do. I have seen your hard work and your patient endurance. I know you don't tolerate evil people. You have examined the claims of those who say they are apostles but are not. You have discovered they are liars. You have patiently suffered for me without quitting. But I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Look how far you have fallen. Turn back to me and do the works you did at first. If you don't repent, I will come and remove your lampstand. Amen. Amen. My brothers and sisters, amen, as I looked at this particular passage of Scripture, amen, the Lord began to deal with me. And even as early as this morning, the Lord continued, my brothers and sisters, to deal with me in regards to what we were going to talk about. Part of me wanted to talk about loving, amen, and then losing love. But then I began to reflect on some things in the Old Testament. So if you guys would just give me a few minutes today, I want to talk about, amen, I want to come from the subject of a slow leak, is sometimes as bad as a blowout. A slow leak is sometimes as bad as a blowout. My brothers and sisters, collapse in life, when you look at life, Amen. We've all had victories. We've all had defeats. But when we look back over our lives, collapse in life is rarely a blowout, but it's more often a slow leak. If we look back over our lives, my brothers and sisters, amen, we can just kind of see ourselves walking into temptation sometimes. We can see ourselves and feel ourselves walking in sin. Sounds like a slow leak to me. Amen? Usually, my brothers and sisters, when people decide to hurt others, those who decide to go in school buildings and shoot up a lot of people, most of the time, they already have a plan. And if you already have that working in your mind, amen, that person that you cuss out, most of the time, my brother, you've already practiced slow leak. Sometimes a slow leak is just as bad as a blowout. Y'all gonna pray with me this morning? Let's look, my brothers. Let's look here. Let's look at Saul. Can we look at Saul in the Old Testament? Amen. Turn your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 28, around verse 7. We're gonna be in the book a little bit today. Let's just hang out right there for a little while. Let's look at Saul in the Old Testament. He began his life like a promising sunrise on a cloudless day. Amen. But because of his sin and his turn from God, clouds quickly filled his sky. Are y'all gonna pray with me? My brothers and sisters. And as the clouds began to cover his sky, my brothers, in the darkness, Saul, who was a promising king, who was a promising young man, in the darkness, ends up going and speaking with a medium. Amen? Went to speak with a soothsayer. Look at your Bibles. Y'all think I'm making this up. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 28 and verse 7. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. Saul then said to his advisors, "Find a woman who is a medium so I can go and ask her what to do." His advisors replied, "There is a medium at Endor." So Saul disguised himself by wearing ordinary clothing instead of his royal robes. Then he went to the woman's house at night. You see, he creeping at night, accompanied by two of his men, taking other folks with him. "I have to talk to a man who has died," he said. Will you call up his spirit for me?" "Are you trying to get me killed?" the woman demanded. "You know that Saul has outlawed all the mediums and all who consult with spirits of the dead. Why are you setting a trap for me?" Wait a minute. Saul, the promising king, Saul has outlawed mediums. He's outlawed soothsayers. He's outlawed voodoo and all of that stuff. But he himself, he's got a slow leak, y'all. He has a slow leak in his life because he has an issue with young David. Because David is becoming more popular than him. Don't y'all know that hating is a sin? Jealousy is a sin? And Saul, in all of his, he's got this slow leak, y'all. And everything about him at this particular time is messed up. Not only does he have a problem, amen, in his life, amen, in his kingdom, amen, he's jealous, but also even his son, amen, he has a family issue because his son is protecting the one that he's trying to kill. Saul is messed up. He goes to this medium, amen, look at this. So he says, she says, "Are you trying to get me killed? You know that Saul has outlawed and he's disguised himself." But Saul took an oath in the name of the Lord and promised. You know what he said? He said, "I swear to God." Y'all see that? He took an oath with God. That's what the word says. Amen. "As surely as the Lord lives, nothing bad will happen to you for doing this." Finally, the woman said, "Well, whose spirit do you want me to call up?" "Call up Samuel," Saul replied. When the woman saw Samuel, she screamed. She said, "You have deceived me. You all saw a slow leak is as bad as a blowout, y'all. Don't be afraid, King told her. Well, what do you see? Even though he's been called out in his mess, this slow leak is getting out of hand, y'all. He's going to take it even a little bit further. She says, I see a God coming up out of the earth. She said, he said, what does he look like? Are y'all going to pray with me? He said, he's an old man wrapped in a robe. She replied, and Saul realized it was Samuel. And he fell to the ground before him. And then look at this. Look at what Samuel said. He said, why have you disturbed me by calling me back? Because I am in deep trouble, Saul replied. The Philistines are at war with me, and God has left me and won't reply by my prophets or dreams. So I have called for you to tell me what to do. Y'all want to read on? But Samuel replied, why ask me? Since the Lord has left you and has become your enemy, the Lord has done just as he said he would. He has torn the kingdom from you and given it to your rival David. Sometimes you gotta be careful what you call up. The Lord has done this to you today because you refuse to carry out his fierce anger against the Amalekites. You better do what the Lord says do. Because if you don't, you're gonna pay. Woo! Well, what more? He said, what's more, the Lord will hand you and the army of Israel over to the Philistines tomorrow, and you and your sons will be here with me. Now Samuel's dead. Amen. So you will be here with me. Good Lord. The Lord will bring down the entire army of Israel in defeat. You got to be careful what you call up. When the woman saw how distraught he was, she said, sir, I obeyed your command at the risk of my own life. Now do what I say and let me give you a little something to eat so that you can regain your strength for the trip back. But Saul refused. The men who were with him also urged him to eat. So he finally yielded and got up from the ground and he sat on the couch. The woman had been fattening a calf, so she hurried out and killed it. She took some flour, kneaded it into dough, and baked unleavened bread. She brought the meal to Saul and his men, and they ate it. And they were out into the night. Did y'all see this? Y'all know, I know that most of us know that Saul was something else. Saul had through sin, my brothers and sisters, and that's what sin is. I'm a probation officer, and I deal with people all the time that are just heavy, deep in sin. Amen? Some are called, they're just breaking the law. No, they're in sin. And, you know, we call marijuana a gateway drug. That's where people start. Usually people start with alcohol. And then you progress into marijuana. And then you go to something a little stronger. Then you go to something a little stronger. Slow leak. Amen? Y'all with me this morning? You know, you get one girlfriend, then you don't get caught. Then you get another girl. Then you got four or five. Y'all see what I'm saying? You took his money. Then now you're taking his money. Then you got one online that you got him sitting. Slow leak. Thank you, sister. Y'all gonna help me preach this morning. You cussed out the last preacher, so the new preacher, you just waiting to cuss him. Slow leak. Leezy, now you a preacher hater. Every preacher come up, something wrong with it. Woo! All this is good stuff right here. Through my brothers and sisters. If you look at what happened with Saul, he's consulting with a medium. And then somebody turn over to 1 Samuel 31 and 4. Somebody read that. 1 Samuel 31 and 4. Uh-huh. Take your sword and kill me. He told his armor bearer to kill him. What else? before these pagan Philistines. And what did Samuel already told him what was going to happen, right? Keep going. Honey, he said, I don't want to get tortured, so come on, Alma Bearer, kill me. Keep going. But his armor bearer wouldn't do it. Touch not thy anointed one and do thy prophet no harm. Keep going. Uh-oh, so Saul took his own sword and fell on it. This guy goes from a slow leap, from hating on David, being mad at David, to killing himself, committing suicide. Did y'all see that? Did you see how that slow leap got out of hand? Woo! A slow leak, my brothers and sisters, is bad sometimes as a blowout. Are y'all going to pray with me? Now, let's go back to my text. The church at Ephesus had a similar problem. Y'all know the church that we talk about in Ephesians? The church at Ephesus had a similar problem, y'all. The church at Ephesus thought they had it all together. Amen? Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. Timothy was there at the church at Ephesus. Amen? One of the largest churches in Asia Minor. They had it all together. Y'all going to pray with me this morning? They had a similar fate, my brothers. Look at this. Having left their first love. First love. They passed over into a state of indifference, my brothers and sisters. Through hard working, my brothers and sisters, and being vocal for the truth, they forsook their first love and moved from virtue to vice until they died. The church at Ephesus had a slow leap. There's some churches today that have a slow leak. There's some families today that have a slow leak. And my brother, if you don't take care of a slow leak, it can be just as bad as a blowout. Has anybody in here ever had a blowout in your life? Everything's going good and pow! And there's something, amen, they had a documentary on the other day. Amen. On the Discovery Channel, where they were doing an experiment about there was a man riding a motorcycle and a big diesel had a blowout, and the man on the motorcycle was killed. So they were doing this experiment to see if that blowout actually caused the death of the man on the motorcycle. So they had this thing that was spinning at about 60 miles per hour, and they were throwing rubber similar to rubber on a tire. And after the study, it proved that the blowout caused the death of the motorcycle rider. Sometimes your blowout will affect everybody around you. Saul was told that he was going to die because of Saul's slow leak and eventually his blowout by going to that medium. Not only was he killed, but the people that were with him and his sons were all killed. Be careful, my brothers and sisters. A slow leak can be just as bad as a blowout. Y'all better help me preach this today. I'm trying to hurry up and get done. First love, my brothers and sisters. When you talk about the first love, a man speaks of the first days of faith. The period of time when we experience release from our past, that period of time when we realized that God had removed our transgressions from us. Amen. That's Psalms 103 and 12. God has removed our transgressions from us. So some of us that have come to Christ, you remember when you first came to Christ? I came to Jesus just as I was, weary, wounded, and sad. I found in him a resting place and he has made me glad. You remember when you came to Jesus? And you gave your life to him, and then how good you felt as you walked back to your seat. Some of you clicked your heels. Some of them said hallelujah. Some of you were crying. Amen. Then that whole week, my brothers and sisters, you were reading your Bible. You were the first. See, that's that first love. Some of us are struggling in our relationships because we forgot how it used to be. You don't send her flowers anymore. You don't give her little kisses on the cheek anymore. But and when you don't do that, you develop a slow leak. And then you wonder why you come home and all your stuff is gone. Even the refrigerator and the food is thrown in the middle of the floor. You had a slow leak, my brother. You had a slow leak. Saul had a slow leak, y'all. Church of Ephesus. Because he wouldn't have written it in the book of Revelations if they didn't have one. Woo! Oh, I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen today. My brothers and sisters, first love was that period of time when we felt, amen, the witness of God's spirit with our spirit. Do you remember? See, I feel today like I felt the first day I came to Orange Chapel. There was only 5 people sitting out there. I still have that same excitement about God. Even though I've been preaching for a few years now, I act like this is my first sermon. Because he's been so good to me. Amen? He's been mighty, mighty good. He's awesome. All that stuff that we're saying, that's what he is to me. Wonder why preachers get up there, man. You just preach hard. Because he's been so good. And I love him just as much today as I did the first day I gave my life to him. And I accepted him as my Lord and Savior. Some of us have forgotten. I ain't singing in the choir no more. I done all that. He'll take your voice, put a hole right in the middle of your throat. I ain't making fun of nobody, but I'm just saying. Sit down on God if you want to. Slow leak. I ain't ushering no more. I ain't wearing all that stuff that Sister Hicks want us to wear. Slow leak. Come here, they had to roll you in here, cut off from the knees, because you wouldn't stand up. Yeah, I got my gloves on today. An important question is, my brothers and sisters, how is first love lost? Amen? Hey, y'all still with me? Okay. That's the all-important question. The first step, my brothers and sisters, the first step is to remember. Those of you who take notes, the first step, amen. The first love is lost. Amen. I'm sorry. Let's go back. I got ahead of myself. The important question is, how is first love lost? Let's go there first. First love is lost because of sin. That's why some of the people that used to come here don't come anymore. Because they got so caught up in what's going on in the world that Saturday nights were so fly that they couldn't get up. They can't get up and come to church on Sunday morning anymore. Sin. Any of y'all ever done anything really, really bad? And then you try to come to church on Sunday morning and you try to get in the service and you say, oh, the choir just ain't singing right this morning. I don't know what pastor was talking about. Some of y'all there this morning, but that's okay. But my brothers and sisters, look, first love is lost by sin. So some of us can't recover in our relationship because of what? Sin. Get back on my notes because I was finna go off on that one. Matthew 24:12. Somebody turn to Matthew 24:12. Turn to Matthew 24:12 for me and read it real loud for me because I don't want y'all to think I'm making this stuff up. Matthew 24:12, anybody there yet? Because iniquity shall abound. Ooh! Iniquity, sin, stuff, drama. Read that one more time, Carlita. Uh-huh. The love of many shall wax cold. Y'all see that? Sin. When sin creeps in, the love of many shall wax cold. How to love? You better learn how to love, y'all. Amen. Sin is the killer and appears in two forms. Sin is the killer, y'all. And it appears in two forms. And I want y'all to write this down. The two forms that sin appears in is open rebellion. Just flat out open rebellion. And then the second way it appears is indifference to God's will. Sin builds a wall of separation between man and God. Are y'all with me? That's why I just can't get into the Pastor McGuire. He's just not meeting my needs at this point in my life. And I just need to go somewhere else because he's just not. You know, he's all right. He's a good guy, you know, and he's energetic, but he's just not meeting my spiritual needs at this particular time. Well, you check yourself first before you start talking about me. Amen? Because I try to say what the Lord tell me to say. But open rebellion is just, you already know. Some of y'all already know. You already know what you fix to go do. Ooh, girl, I can't wait till Friday night is girls' night out. Nothing wrong with girls' right night out if y'all take your Bibles and have Bible study. And I just don't understand bachelor parties, and I'm going to leave that alone. I don't understand them. Ooh, it got quiet in here. We got 5 weddings coming up. No, Pastor, you ain't finna take that from me. Be my last chance. Mm-hmm. I was going to sing a little song, but I'm going to leave that alone, too. But sin builds a wall of separation between man and God. Think about it. When you into that stuff, can you really come to church and have a true worship experience with God? And you know, even when you do come, and you come, and then you back there, he talking about me, Pastor McGuire, he all up in my business. So that's the spirit. That's God. It ain't me. I don't know what you, I ain't got time to worry about what you doing. I'm trying to keep up with Candy, Inslee, and Khalil. I'm creeping on Facebook trying to see what Khalil got going. Is he cussing on Facebook? Is he, you know, got time to worry about Steve, Brother Steve, Sister Steve, you know, I don't know where they at right now. Come on now. I don't know why John and Tammy ain't sitting together today. I ain't got time to worry about that. Y'all quit throwing stuff up here. So are we clear? So Lee, sometimes as bad as a blowout. Sin builds a wall of separation between man and God. Get behind me, Satan. I'm finishing this. You're not going to stop this word. Now, the question is, how is love restored? We know how it's lost, right? We get that slow leak. Sin creeps in. We start to slow leak. How is first love restored? That's the greatest question. Glad y'all asked this morning. That ain't nothing but the Spirit of the Lord moving in this place. Don't worry about that, what y'all just heard. God is found, my brothers and sisters, write this down. God is found. You know, I just don't feel the presence of the Lord in my life anymore. I just know what's going on. I pray and can't hear anything. That's what Saul did. Saul tried to pray to God and ask him, Lord, what do I need to do? Didn't he? He said, God ain't talking. God ain't talking back to me. Have you ever been there before? No, don't lie in the church. Y'all, boy, I've been to a point in my life where I call like, Lord, 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 Lord. It's just echoing. Ain't nothing coming back. Now, I don't hear nothing but my voice. Isn't that a horrible place to be in? Slow leak will cause you to get there, too. The first step, my brothers and sisters, is to remember. Amen. God has found where we left him. You know, God has found where we left him. Because he'll never leave us nor forsake us, but we sure will walk off and leave him. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We'll walk right into temptation. God is found right where you left him. Woo, that's good right there. I just stop right there. The call of scripture. Let's look at the scripture. Call of scripture, my brothers and sisters, Revelation 2 and 5. It says, and I'm going to break it up a little bit. Remember, does your book say remember? And then does your book say from where you have fallen? Huh? Remember when we enjoyed God's daily presence? You got to remember that in order to get back to your first love. Amen? You have to remember the satisfying moments of prayer, my brothers and sisters. Am I still in your neighborhood? You got to remember where you left. And remember when the songs of faith carried us all day long. I like what happened on the bus this morning. I'm telling you, the Lord, he was just writing my sermon this morning as we came to the church. Sister Veronica got on the bus, and we were riding, and we had a little music playing, you know, on the bus. I rode the bus this morning. Gas is high. Just bought a big truck for Khalil, and gas is high. So I rode the bus. And Sister Veronica got on, and she said, Brother Ray, I got a song. I got a song that I just want to play. I just want to. She put a cell phone. Some of y'all, we can't play your playlist on the bus. Amen. But she put on her phone on, and her playlist was playing, and the song was "You Keep On Looking Out for Me." You know that song. Amen. I believe that song was on her heart. That song was on her mind. That song was in her spirit. How many of us, when we woke up this morning, "You Keep On Looking Out for Me" was the first song that was on your mind? Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Remember is the first thing that you got to do. Remember where you left him. Second thing, and I'm almost done. The second step is to repent. Are y'all going to pray with me? Saul could have got this all. He could have fixed this whole situation for himself. The church at Ephesus could have fixed this whole situation for themselves. And if y'all just stay with me, I'm going to give you the fate of both of them. We already know that Saul healed himself. But what would be the outcome of the church at Ephesus? The second step, my brothers and sisters, is to repent. Holy memory should lead to holy deeds. It said in Revelation 2 and 5, it says, repent and do the first works. I'm not talking and preaching of work salvation, but my brothers and sisters, once we repent, we still have to line ourselves up and line our lives up with the will of, with the word of God. Amen? Repentance includes a change of heart, a change of mind, and a change of attitude. So when we mess up, when we got a slow leak and we get that thing fixed, we got to come back right. Y'all going to pray with me? Failure to repent, my brothers and sisters. Failure to repent. Let me tell you something. Failure to repent is fatal. Failure to repent is fatal. What, Pastor, what are you saying? Keep on playing around with sin. Keep on messing around with sin. We cannot live sinless lives, church people. Understand. And I believe once we're saved, I believe that we're always saved. Because if Satan could pull you out of God's hand, that would mean that Satan would be just as powerful as God. But I believe once you're truly saved, and a lot of folks run around talking about they saved, Let's look at this. You repent. My brothers and sisters, once you repent, then you get you do the works and you do what the Lord would have you to do. But again, it's a change of heart, a change of mind, and a change of attitude. And if you don't do that, is real fatal. Let's look at this. Scripture tells us the consequences of this. Look at verse 5. I will come to you. This is Revelation. We're back in Revelation. Y'all with me? Verse 5 says, I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place. Unless you, does your Bible say that? Unless you repent. Those people who choose not to do according to God's will, you'll lose your life. For the wages of sin is death. And the gift of God is ultimately because of sin. That's why all of us die. Amen? Are y'all with me? Some of us are going to go to an untimely death because of the slow leak. Some of you gonna go when I see Jesus, hey, you gonna see him way before we do. And there's a whole lot of work that you ought to be able to do down here. When I see the one who died for me, hey, you keep on sinning, you going real quick. I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand unless you repent. My brothers and sisters, let's look at, again, amen, at the church at Ephesus. And I'm gonna read again from the New Living Translation. Amen. And then I'm done. It says, but I have this complaint against you. This is verse 4. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Look how you have fallen. Turn back to me and do the works you did at first. If you don't repent, I will come and remove your lampstand. Did y'all see that? Verse 2. Let's jump back up to verse 2. It says, I know all the things you do. I have seen your hard work and your patient endurance. I know you did that you don't tolerate evil people. You have examined the claims of those who say they're apostles and are not. You have discovered they are liars. You have patiently suffered for me without quitting. Wait a minute. But you forgot to love. You were able to tell if the prophets and the preachers were good preachers or prophets. You followed the doctrine perfectly, but you forgot the first. And that's to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy might, with all that we are. Are y'all going to pray with me? Now, the church at Ephesus, this is what happened with the church at Ephesus. Come on, Tony, I'm done. The church in Ephesus, though it's commendable in many ways, look at your life. Though you are a good brother, a good sister in many ways, the church at Ephesus, Saul did not repent. And they were removed. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, a slow leak, if it's not taken care of, can be just as bad as a blowout. Are y'all gonna pray with me? As I did a little research, my brothers and sisters, I'm gonna go Baptist on you today because I feel something in the house today. Ain't God all right?